Now would you please turn to page 819 in your hymnal for our responsive psalm reading. Psalm 99, beginning on page 819 and continued on to page 820. The Lord reigns, let the peoples tremble. The Lord sits enthroned upon the cherubim, let the earth quake. The Lord is great in Zion and is exalted over all the peoples. Let them praise your great and wondrous name. Holy is the Lord. Mighty ruler, lover of justice, you have established equity. You have executed justice and righteousness in Jacob. Extol the Lord our God. Worship at the Lord's footstool. Holy is the Lord. Moses and Aaron were among God's priests. Samuel also was among those who called on God's name. They cried to the Lord, who answered them, who spoke to them in the pillar of cloud. They kept God's testimonies and the statutes God gave them. O Lord, our God, you answered them. You were a forgiving God to them, but an avenger of their wrongdoings. Extol the Lord our God and worship at his holy mountain. Surely the Lord our God is holy.
Our second reading from Scripture comes from the book of Exodus, chapter 33, verses 12 through 23. You can find this on page 77 in the Old Testament, the Hebrew Bible of your pew Bible. We continue with the story of Moses and Aaron leading the chosen people through the wilderness. Moses said to the Lord, "See, you have said to me, bring up this people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. Yet you have said, I know you by name, and you have also found favor in my sight. Now, if I have found favor in your sight, show me your ways, so that I may know you and find favor in your sight. Consider, too, that this nation is your people." He said, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." And he said to him, "If your presence will not go, do not carry us up from here. For how shall it be known that I have found favor in your sight, I and your people, unless you go with us? In this way we shall be distinct, I and your people, from every people on the face of the earth." The Lord said to Moses, "I will do the very thing that you have asked me, for you have found favor in my sight, and I know you by name." Moses said, "Show me your glory, I pray." And he said, "I will make all my goodness pass before you and will proclaim before you the name the Lord. And I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy." But, he said, "You cannot see my face, for no one shall see me and live." And the Lord continued, "See, there is a place by me where you shall stand on the rock. And while my glory passes by, I will put you in a cleft of the rock, and I will cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will take away my hand, and you shall see my back, but my face shall not be seen." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Our epistle lesson today is from 1 Thessalonians, chapter 1. Verses 1 through 10 can be found in your pew Bible on page 191 of the New Testament. Hear these words. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the church of the Thessalonians in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace. We always give thanks to God for all of you and mention you in our prayers, constantly remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers and sisters, beloved by God, that he has chosen you because our message of the gospel came to you not in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction. just as you know what kind of persons we proved to be among you for your sake. And you became imitators of us and of the Lord, for in spite of persecution, you received the word with joy inspired by the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. For the word of the Lord has sounded forth from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but in every place of your faith in God has become known, so that we have no need to speak about it, for the people of those regions report about us what kind of welcome we had among you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve a living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescues us from the wrath that is coming. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
The gospel lesson, the gospel of Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Matthew 22, verses 15 through 22. Can you guys hear this? It seems low to me. Since nobody's moving their heads, I guess that means you can't hear me. How are we doing? Can we? Oh, boy, there we go. Is that better? Do you know that Bill Mitchell was up here reading Scripture? Did you hear that? How, is this better? Okay, very good. It seems somehow sacrilegious not to be able to hear the gospel, so thank you, even if it's coming from me. But mostly it's coming from Christ. So let's listen to Matthew 22, verses 15 through 22. It's on page 23 of the New Testament in your Pew Bible, if you'd like to follow along. Another wonderful story about Christ interacting with the people around him, and in this case, with the religious establishment, if you will. Then the Pharisees went and plotted to entrap him in what he said. So they sent their disciples to him along with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are sincere and teach the way of God in accordance with truth, and show deference to no one, for you do not regard people with partiality. Tell us then what you think. Is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not?" But Jesus, aware of their malice, said, "Why are you putting me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me the coin used for the tax." And they brought him a denarius. Then he said to them, "Whose head is this, and whose title?" They answered, "The emperor's." Then he said to them, "Give therefore to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's." When they heard this, they were amazed, and they left him and went away. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. If you hadn't already figured it out, you might look again at the image on the front of your bulletin. I don't know if you remember, but probably 5 or 6 weeks ago, there actually was a picture of a denarius on the cover. I figured I didn't want to do that again. But that coin from that time actually had Caesar's picture and his title on it. So this is a little bit different take, what's on the front of our bulletin, and it ought to make more sense after we've spoken a bit. Well, this lesson from Jesus, from the Gospel of Matthew that I just read, is well known if you're a student of the Bible, but it's often quoted in popular culture. Now, when you first hear it, it seems very simple. But then as you think about it a little bit more, you come to the realization that there's a lot of meaning here. Jesus' instructions were very important to his original audience, but also just as important to us. "Give therefore to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's." You can hear echoes of another important lesson: be in the world, but not of the world. That original coin that Jesus was talking about, as I just mentioned, clearly has a picture of Caesar on it.
And so it was a graphic illustration of the Roman Empire and the people's political allegiance. If you look at the image on the cover of the bulletin, you'll see the backside of a dollar bill. I don't know about you, but if you're like me, that's about the only bill that I see these days. But if you turn it over on the backside, you'll see those ubiquitous words, "In God we trust." That serves for me as a reminder that we as a nation give lip service to trusting in God. But I wonder how many people take that seriously. We as Christian people are held to an even higher standard by Jesus. We are to be good citizens of our country, but more importantly, we are to give back to God the things that rightly belong to God. Well, the next obvious question is this: what are those things that belong to God? And the easy and most basic answer is everything. All good things come from God. Now, that sounds simplistic and perhaps naive, but it's true. Everything good that we have is a true gift from God. Our money, our homes, our possessions, our clothing, our families, our friends, even the very bodies that we inhabit, everything is a gift from God. How are we to understand how to give to God the things that rightly belong to God? Well, perhaps the best way to understand all of God's good gifts is to say that because God is love, then everything we are and everything we have is a manifestation of God's love. How then are we to respond to the love of God? Well, we need to respond not only with actions per se, but rather also with identity. That is to say, it is not so much what we do, but rather also who we are. You are a child of God, striving to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. Pay your taxes to the government, but give your being to God. Let me be more concrete in how we're to respond to Jesus' instruction to give to God the things that rightly belong to God. Number one, you should give to God. Number two, you should give to God's church. And finally, and thirdly, you should give to God's people. Now, maybe you should think of it in terms of the Holy Trinity. When I bless you, I say in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Or if you prefer, in the name of the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. God the Father, or the Creator, loves you more than anyone on earth. God loves you absolutely and unconditionally. And God offers to everyone who will respond the gift of salvation by faith. And God gives us faith through grace. That is to say, because of God's unconditional love. And all that God asks from you in return is that you try to be in an intimate relationship with God. That means that you need to read the Holy Bible on a daily basis. That means you need to pray at least daily. You need to seek out every opportunity to praise and glorify God by attending corporate worship every Sunday and by accepting God's offer of sacraments every chance you get. You are to give to God. God the Son, or the Redeemer, obviously, is Jesus Christ. He called for His people, His followers, to create the church through the work of His original apostle Peter, the rock. Even today, Jesus calls us to be in community as the body of Christ, in order to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. The church is the place that we replicate faithful believers, where we find fellowship and compassion, and where we find home base for our forays in mission out into the wider world. When we recite the Nicene Creed, as we did this morning with Jerry, we profess that we believe in the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. Well, that means that we affirm God's commandment to be in unity as the Catholic or universal church that has as its basis the original church formed by the first 12 apostles of the New Testament. So that's what we mean by holy, Catholic, and apostolic. But my sisters and brothers, this morning, to be brutally honest, we cannot continue to be the same Burns Memorial United Methodist Church that we have always been, unless and until more of you give more to support our collective ministries. We just cannot continue to be the same church. Now, let's be clear. Our trustees, under the capable leadership of Bart Stevens, and our finance team under Melba and Melba Taylor and Mark Doctor, and all of the church leaders are doing a terrific job of being good stewards of God's gifts. But the bottom line reality is that our expenses in ministries exceed the donations of our members and friends. The Bible calls each of us to tithe to the church, to give back to God 10% of all that we have and all that we are. And our United Methodist discipline also calls us to meet this biblical standard. If we are to thrive in ministry, then we need to be more creative and more generous in giving back to God. We should give back to God's church. And finally, Jesus promised us that once he left this earth, he would return at the end of time. But in the meantime, Jesus promised that we would not be alone. God has given us the Holy Spirit to affirm our understanding and to sustain our faith. God also gave us the Great Commission when Jesus said, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." You find that at the very end of the Gospel of Matthew. Well, Jesus is calling us to be missional people, sharing the love of God in real and tangible ways to people all around us, across the street, across the nation, and across the world. Jesus calls us to care for ourselves and for each other. And clearly, our Lord has an expansive understanding of sisters and brothers. Today, as you know, is the Aurora Crop Hunger Walk. Today, as you may not know, is also World Food Day. Well, if you're like me, you get requests for money from innumerable good charities every week in the mail and in your email. The needs of hungry, homeless, helpless, hopeless people around the world can seem overwhelming. How are you to follow Christ and help every one of these sisters and brothers? How can you do that? You can't. You cannot possibly assist everybody who needs help in this world, but you certainly can help somebody. Person by person, person to person, you can make a difference in the life of somebody. You can't do everything, but you must do something. Jesus commands us to commit to doing our part as individuals and as a church to make the kingdom of God real in the here and the now. So let's start by walking in, or at least donating to, today's Aurora Crop Hunger Walk. That's the first step. You should give to God's people. I want you to think about it and pray about it. Jesus said, "Give therefore to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's." In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, in the name of the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer, give to God, give to God's church, and give to God's people. And you shall be forever blessed.
Amen.